Malta is better known as a quiet holiday destination, a place for luxury yachts, a world away from the chaos of people smuggling in Cali and the small boats crossing the channel there. But an ITV News investigation has uncovered how this place has become the fastest growing entry point to Europe for Vietnamese people smuggling gangs. We meet one man who tells us he borrowed almost £15,000 to pay an agent in Vietnam for a legal Maltese visa, but along with hundreds of others that we know of, he came here with the intention of being smuggled illegally onwards to work in Germany or the UK.
I didn't even know where Malta was before this, but the agent told me the student visa was a good option they were using as a route for anyone trying to get into Europe to work. I had to borrow money secured against my house and land to pay them, but they said I could get a job and pay that back within a few years.
We found the Vietnamese agents advertising these Maltese student visas for sale online. These can be obtained legally, but it would be illegal for anyone to use it as a stepping stone to work elsewhere in Europe or the UK.
Do you know this agent?
Yes.
What did they tell you? Noisy? But ain't noisy.
Yeah.
They told me I would go to Malta, study English here for a few months. Then I could move on to another country to work and send money home to my family. They say it's easy.
The scale of Vietnamese people being smuggled out of Malta is still being calculated. One state-run college here called MCAST has been hit especially hard.
In the last 2 years alone, 265 visas have been issued for Vietnamese students coming to just this one college. Of the 265, only two have returned to Vietnam. The rest are now missing. Some have been picked up working in Belgium, some in Switzerland, but we have information that some have already made it to the UK.
We contacted the MCAST college, who told us they have now suspended new applications from Vietnamese students. In the last few months, Maltese police have started making arrests. Vietnamese students caught carrying fake or even borrowed passports. We meet a local Vietnamese woman who has been allowed into the prison here. Most being detained are teenage girls now awaiting deportation.
I spoke with one girl in there and she wanted to go to UK and now she get arrested.
Why the UK?
She have a brother or sister there to work in nail bar in UK.
Do you think they'll try again?
They will try again because they need to make money quick to pay back all their loan. So they want to go another way.
This follows a familiar pattern, and it's how Vietnam's people smuggling works. This time, though, we had the agent's website, so we sent an email, posing as a Vietnamese student seeking information. We've also been able to verify that at least one of the agents who sold visas from Malta is this man, Tuan Anh. Here he's posing with 30 passports and visas. And here he's standing with a group of students going from Vietnam to Malta, many of whom have already left illegally. He was working for the Abe agency, so we found their office in Vietnam, then sent in a hidden camera. We're told Tuan Anh is no longer coming to work here, but the Abe agency already has a new entry point for getting into Europe on student visas. We've asked specifically about getting into Germany or the UK to work, and we're pitched another option. For a fee of just under £15,000, they say they can get us residency for Hungary, a process that should normally take 5 years. Coming here, we can see that this operation isn't so much hidden in plain sight as just in plain sight. This agency has an office in a major shopping mall right in the middle of the city, and they're still promising people that for thousands of pounds they can get them a student visa that will allow them to make their way into Europe. Back in Malta, police told us there is now an ongoing investigation into what they call a people smuggling racket. But an anti-human trafficking expert who has followed this Vietnamese smuggling operation for over a decade says European police
are always playing catch up.
There's not just one doorway into the EU. There's multiple ones. And if this one, the gateway through Malta, shuts down, the organized crime networks will find 10 more to open up. On top of that, what really worries me and what concerns me about this Malta gateway is the number of children who are potentially now in the EU, floating around the EU, in the UK, who are extremely, extremely at risk for further exploitation.
Malta's historical walls are testimony to how countries in Europe have always tried to protect their borders. But in a modern world, just building barriers and deterrents is not working. And those Vietnamese determined to get into Europe know they only have to wait patiently, because soon it will be their chance to go.